Now, number one is attitude. We all hear about attitude. We all know that it's important. But how do you maintain a good attitude? We all wake up days when we don't feel like doing what we have to do. We all wake up in a bad attitude at times. Give you an example. I'm going to the airport here a while back, and you know, when you go to the airport, you have to check your bag 30 minutes before the flight, otherwise you can't check your bag. I mean, they have a cutoff time. So I get there, and I'm 45 minutes early. I'm next in line, so I think, okay, I'm fine. And there's 5 monks up at the desk, and there's only one guy checking them in. And these monks, they're going to Germany. Now, if you're going overseas, you're supposed to check in 2 hours early, at least. Well, they're up there, and they're taking time, and it's getting closer and closer. And these monks are really getting me ticked off. And I'm thinking, man, if these guys don't hurry up, I'm going to give them something to meditate about. And I'm up there giving the guy the signal, hey, I'm running out of time here. You got to get rid of these monks. So finally the monks go, now I'm in a bad mood, right? I mean, I got a bad attitude now because it was so close. I thought I wasn't going to be able to check my bag. If I don't check my bag, I got a huge problem. So I get checked in, and I go up to Rhode Island. And I go in to get my rental car, and I put my debit card down. And the gal behind the counter says, we don't take debit cards. I said, what do you mean you don't take debit cards? I rent from you all the time. You take debit cards. I've rented here at this location with a debit card. And she says, we don't take debit cards. I says, yes, you do. You take debit cards. Well, the police report said that I hit her. But I swear, I mean, I did. And now I got the monks I'm dealing with. I got this lady behind the counter that's just as mean as she can be. And my attitude is right down the tubes. And I got to go tell people I have a good attitude. You know, so how do you do that? What do you do? Well, you have to do what every professional person does. And you have to say, okay, I control my attitude. My attitude doesn't control me. And you have that power. You have that power to choose the attitude that you want to have. I always said that there's two kind of salespeople out on the street. And I've named them, there's a meat eater and there's a scavenger. Okay, a meat eater is like a hunter. Meat eater is the one that goes out after the accounts. They go after the big stuff. They get the big order. They have no fear. You know, they just go forward and make the sale. That's the hunter, the meat eater. Then there's the scavenger. And the scavenger is the one that timidly goes in afterwards and picks up the little pieces that are left over from the hunter. So put that image in your mind. Which one are you? Some days you may feel like a scavenger. But you got to make that choice and say, hey, I'm going out there and I'm going to take charge of my attitude. I'm going to go ahead and move forward and I'm going to make it happen. And some days it's kind of difficult. You take right now. It's hot. It's hot outside. So you're going to call on an account and you park in the back. Well, let's say it just rains and now the rain is gone. The sun's back out. And you know how hot that gets, how that humidity, that heat temperature is up so high that you can hardly breathe, and you pull out in the back and steam coming off the hot blacktop because it's so hot, and then you walk by the dumpster and swear you never smelled anything so bad in your whole entire life, and then you open the door to the kitchen and the heat hits you like a blast furnace. You walk inside and it's like 140 degrees in there, hot enough to kill bacteria. And the guy won't even make eye contact with you. He's treating you like you're not even there. You're thinking, man, what am I? Am I invisible? Do you see me? I mean, I'm here, and the guy won't even look at you. And that is an attitude test right there. That's happened to all of us. But that's a test. Who's going to win that little battle? Is it going to be him or is it going to be you? And the worst thing to do at that time is say, man, this is crazy. I don't need to be doing this for a living. I could do a lot of things rather than this. I could be a broker, or I could sell stamps at the post office. I could do a lot of things that wouldn't have to put me in this situation. Or you could say, hey, this guy's playing the game. He's pretty good at it. He's afraid I'm going to sell him something that he doesn't want, or I got something that is going to intimidate him or something. So he's setting the stage for me, but that's okay because he's doing a good job of it. But I'm going to come out a winner on this. And if you play that little game in your mind, you win. You come out ahead. See, here's the deal. Every customer that you go into, they have a scoreboard up there. Your competitor is on one side, and you're on the other. And maybe you got two or three competitors on the other side, and you're up there, and this is your first call on them, and you have 0 points. So what you have to do is you have to go in there and play the game and say, okay, I need to move some of those points over from my competitor over to me. And that doesn't happen immediately. It takes making calls, building a relationship, building that trust. And then, little by little, those little points come over to your side. Well, I got an order in there. Well, I got the credit app filled out. Well, I got the new item in there now. And I got I sold them some mops. and that worked out great. So when you have that attitude, it makes selling fun. You can make it into a really enjoyable experience rather than the experience of riding around your car, parking, going into the fast food place, drinking a Coke and saying, oh man, how did I ever get tangled up in this business? This is crazy. We got so many problems. We got so many out of stocks. We got so many our prices are higher than anybody else on the street. I'm calling on these customers over and over and over again. They're mean. They're nasty. They're just, you can either go that way or you can say, hey man, this is fun. You just look at, if you want to really get motivated, watch somebody put a roof on in a day like this. I got 5 houses up by my house that I have, and we had that big hailstorm there May 10th. I mean, it wiped out 8 skylights and 5 roofs. And I'm hiring these guys, and I'm just thinking, thank goodness that I don't have to do that. I would rather do anything than crawl up on that roof at 100-degree temperature working with that black tar paper. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. I'd last about 5 minutes, and that would be it. So I'm grateful for them that they do that, and I'm grateful that I don't have to do it, for sure. There's a lot of ways to make a living that are a lot more difficult than just having to have a pretty good attitude every morning. That's all. That's if you do that, you're halfway there. And remember, that's only 4% improvement. That's all we got to do is have a 4% improvement in attitude. So I'm sure we can do that. I mean, everybody can do that. I know. I don't even have to ask for a commitment because I know everybody in here can say, okay, next week, and this starts on Monday through Friday. I guess the weekend, you can go back to your old self if you want to. But Monday through Friday, I'm going to go out there and really kick it. I'm going to really tune it up. I'm going to really go after it. I'm going to go and make that call without any fear, without any hesitation whatsoever. Guy throws me out, so what? He tears up my card, so what? Doesn't get lost, that's his problem. He doesn't know what he's missing by not doing business with me. So that's the attitude of a meat eater, a hunter. A scavenger goes in and say, oh, excuse me for interrupting, sir. Do you have any crumbs left over from other salespeople that have been here to take the order? And I'm so nervous, you know. I mean, put that attitude aside and go after the big stuff. Okay, that's number one.